and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. I hope that you are having an amazing week so far and lots of good stuff is happening for you. So today's episode is going to be all around my five pieces of, I guess, career wisdom that I wish I knew in my 20s. So in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to be turning 36. And look, as I get older, I tend to do a lot more reflection. I try and spend a lot more time throughout the week just by myself with my journal, really just thinking about some lessons, thinking about where I want to go, trying to reflect on the days just gone. And I think through this process of reflection and looking ahead as well, but really trying to stay as present as possible, I've kind of started to identify some things in myself that perhaps I wish I had known sooner. So I thought I will do this podcast today with younger Georgie in mind, but also hope that some of the wisdom that I wish I knew, you may benefit from as well. And you don't need to be in your 20s to find this podcast hopefully beneficial. I think that we all need a reminder of what I'm about to say, myself included in this. I also do these episodes for myself as well as a little bit of a reminder, you know, just to check in with myself and make sure I'm not getting too serious about work and overwhelming myself or getting too busy and just keeping things in perspective as well. Because I think in our busy lives, it's really easy to lose perspective and, sort of get ahead of ourselves. So today's podcast is all about the wisdom I wish I knew. And as it gets closer to my birthday, I'm starting to really reflect a lot and think about the year just gone, but also other things. It's amazing what pops up when you do take the time to sit with yourself and think. But I guess the first piece of wisdom for myself that I was reflecting on the other day is, don't be afraid to experiment with different things. And if I reflect on my career journey, and perhaps you're the same, my career path has not been linear. I haven't sort of just got into a job and just climbed the corporate ladder and things have just gone in an upward spiral for me. Quite the opposite. I have tried and dabbled in quite a few things. And if I reflect back to my very early years as I was a young woman in my very early 20s, thinking about what I wanted to do with my life, the one thing that I really wanted to do, and I wanted a career that could enable this, was travel. I've always been somebody that has really, really enjoyed travel. I feel like I've learned a lot about myself through travel. It's given me so many rich experiences, so many amazing memories. I think there are so many things to learn from other people, different cultures, different countries. So travel's always been something that's been very important to me. So early on in my career, I decided to get a trade that I could take anywhere in the world. So I chose, as you know, and I was quite passionate about females in tech because I didn't feel like I had a lot of options. But beauty was one of those things that I decided to do. And I went on to specialize in cosmetics and skincare. But the reason why I think I chose that, like I said, was travel, but also I wanted to make people feel good. So that is actually how my career started. So I did that for 5 years and I took it all over the place. I took it to Europe. I took it, I worked in the Cotswolds for a bit, and then I took that over to Australia and I got a job straight away. And then as soon as I got into Australia, I then applied to get into recruitment. Now, I guess when I reflect back on that decision, I just remember wanting to try something new. And a client came into the clinic that I was working in and we were having a chat. And as I always was, you know, very curious by nature, asking questions, I asked that woman, "What do you do?" And she said, "Oh, I work in recruitment." And it piqued my interest and I don't know why, but I started asking lots of questions about it. And she said, "You know what? You'd be really good at recruitment." And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Anyway, 2 weeks later, I was sat updating my resume and I applied to work for a recruitment company. And I guess the rest is history, because for the last now almost 12 years, I've worked in technical recruitment and now have my business in that. But in that journey of even recruitment, I also dabbled in other things as well. So I did a personal training course because I've always been interested in health and fitness. So I did that. I also did a meditation course, a mindset course. So I guess I have experimented with lots of different things. And to be honest, I think that I still will. Like, I'm fascinated at the moment by artificial intelligence. I have an interest in social media. So there's lots of different things that pique my interest. But I think it's really important in your 20s. These are the years to experiment, to try things, to take some risks. You know, I think honestly, the reason why I've got quite a few different skill sets now is because I've had lots of different experiences. So if you're in your 20s and you haven't figured out what you want to do, right, don't stress. You have got so much time. I'm 36 and I'm still, you know, figuring things out. So don't think that you've got to have everything mapped out in your life. My biggest piece of advice is to experiment, do a few different things, have a side hustle. You know, like, these are the years when you can sort of have a little bit of a more of a relaxed attitude towards your career. And if you're in a corporate setting, you know, don't be afraid to put your hand up and try different things in that business if that's available to you as well. You don't have to necessarily hop around in different industries. You can actually transition and mobilize within your current workplace. So if there's the opportunity, if you're in sales, to get into marketing, do it. If you're a business analyst and you want to get into software engineering, do it, or data or cyber. Like, there's lots of opportunities to dabble and move around, and you don't have to change industries. You could just try different things. But I guess my point that I'm trying to make is experiment, do lots of different things, take some risks, see your 20s as the opportunity to learn and acquire lots of different skills. But I guess as we get sort of older and we sort of keep on progressing up that career ladder, the other sort of piece of advice that I'd add to this is, once you have dabbled and you've experimented with a few things, try and just pick one thing for a while and go all in on it and become a career craftsman. Because I think that's probably a little bit of a mistake that I made, is that I maybe dabbled for too long. And I've always been in recruitment, but maybe not have made it my one thing up until probably a couple of years ago. So that would be sort of my piece of advice from anybody in their 20s. Dabble, but then when you sort of hit your 30s, I'd say just try and pick one thing for a while, get really, really, really good at it. And then obviously you'll become that sort of career expert. You'll find yourself earning more money, getting promoted, becoming more visible if you sort of pick one thing that you really want to go all in at and just become a career craftsman. So for me right now, obviously, that is recruitment. That's what I'm focusing on. But also sort of thinking about the skills that would complement that one thing, which I'm going to go on to speak about in a second. The second piece of career wisdom that I wish that I knew in my 20s would be to build your own ladder. I think everyone, myself again including this, has a tendency to look over the garden fence at what our neighbors are doing, what our coworkers are doing, what someone else is doing, our friends, our family are doing. And we can very easily start climbing a ladder that doesn't feel right for us. And this is where I think a lot of people then will get into their 30s and 40s, get to the top of that ladder and think, what am I doing here? This isn't making me happy. I don't feel fulfilled. So I think it's really, really important to seek as much clarity as you can early on in your career. So a few questions that helped me define what my ladder was going to be and what sort of, career path I wanted to take was really sitting down and going, okay, well, what do I want? What would an amazing day, week look like for me? What are my values? And how can my career complement this? Because work, and I said this before in a podcast, it doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be our everything. We do need to have other interests, hobbies, things outside of our work. And I think our work is a big part of our life, but it's not our entire life. So I think it's really important to reflect, ask yourself these key questions, and make sure that the ladder that you're climbing is the right ladder for you, not what your family thinks it should be, not what your friends are doing. Like, I think the biggest regret that we could ever have is to achieve a goal to then think that wasn't actually what I really wanted. And then you feel empty, you don't feel fulfilled, and ultimately you're going to be unhappy. And I think, look, I've probably almost done that a couple of times, like really sort of started to do something without really sitting with it and thinking it through, and then kind of gratefully not climbed all the way to the top, but maybe got halfway and thought, actually, this isn't me. This isn't making me happy. And then at that point, it's also okay to step off the ladder. Like, I think that a lot of people can just keep on climbing because they've invested so much time and energy into something, but I don't think that's the right path. I don't think you should keep on doing something because you've just purely invested time into something. I think it's sitting with yourself and being like, I don't know if this is giving me the same energy, fulfillment, and drive and determination as what it once was. And if that's the case, honor that, but don't keep climbing that ladder. But you do need to really sit with yourself and think, am I on the right path? Is this what I want to be doing for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? Is this where I want to be getting my payslip from? Like, is this me? So make sure that you define and build your own ladder and not what other people think that you should be doing. Because I honestly think that it's the biggest regret of mine to get to the top of something and go, what am I doing here? So definitely one to ponder over. The third piece is listen, but lead your own life. Now, I think in my 20s, when I reflect, I had, gratefully, quite a good few people around me. And I was always very curious. I was always asking lots of questions. But everyone's lived a different life. And you're not always going to get the answer that you want from listening to lots of different people. And I guess when I was listening to certain people, when I reflect back, they were the wrong people to listen to because they actually didn't have the life that I personally wanted. The people that I was asking the questions to were, when I really look back, probably not the happiest, not the most fulfilled, and they were probably more chasing payslips as opposed to passion and fulfillment. So it's really good to talk things through with people, listen to what these people have to say. But at the end of the day, it is your life. And sometimes I think that if you've got an itch, you do need to scratch it. And for example, like when I decided to set up my own business, there was a lot of people that told me I was mad. They said, Georgie, you're in a really good job. You're being paid, you know, great commission. Like, are you really sure you want to take this risk? Are you really sure this is the right thing to do? And had I had listened to those people, I probably would have never, ever taken the risk and started Seeit Solutions. And that would have been probably one of my biggest life regrets had I not started this journey. And of course, like, I've made some mistakes along the way and things haven't always gone to plan. But when I reflect, it was still the best decision I've ever made. But had I listened to all those people, I would have never have done it. So it's always good to seek some advice, seek some opinions, but remember, this is your life and you still need to choose what's right for you. And you know, I knew in my heart of hearts, it was the right decision. So don't let doubt, don't let other people's fears get in the way of doing what you want to do with your life. Because I've read a book that changed my life and it was called The 5 Regrets of the Dying. And the number one regret was that I wish I lived a life that was true to me and not what others expected of me. So listen, but lead your own life. Trust your own intuition. If you've got an itch that you want to scratch, if you want to go off and do something, you have to do it. Because otherwise you always wonder what if, and then you could even begin to resent the people that you listen to. So go and do what you need to do, what you want to do. It's always good to get advice from others. If these people give you advice and they're where you want to be, perhaps that's something to listen to. But if they're not, be very careful with that advice and choose what you decide to take on board and what you choose to thank them for. But remember, your life, lead it your way. The fourth piece of wisdom that I wish I knew in my 20s, this is probably quite a big one for me, is to prioritize my happiness at work. This is definitely a one that I was reflecting on the other day, and one that I still need to sort of, I guess, check in with myself from time to time, because I do love work, right? There's no denying that. I really enjoy business. I really enjoy feeling that sense of achievement at the end of a week. I really enjoy just getting stuck into a new project. I love meeting people, sales, marketing. I really enjoy work. I get a lot of joy out of work, right? I love people. But there have been times where I've gone too into work and I've not prioritized other things. And those other things, such as health and wellness, relationships, friendships, family, travel, experiences, they've kind of been pushed to one side as they're not important to me right now. And because I pushed them aside and focused all on, I guess, money and business and career, I became quite unhappy. So what I'm very aware of now is to not let the pendulum swing from one side or the other. I always try and maintain this level of balance in my life. I do take weekends completely off unless there is something absolutely pressing that I just don't have the mental capacity to do in the week. If it's something more creative, I might do it over the weekend, but I'll only allocate a few hours to it on the weekend. You won't often catch me working into the night now, again, unless there is like the one-off deadline. But I am somebody now that makes sure that I prioritize things that do bring me joy, that do bring me fulfillment. Because again, I don't want to look back on my life and go, oh, what a great business you grew, Georgie. And, you know, what a great career you had. But God, you have no friends and your relationship was in tatters and your health was terrible. So I feel like I know what my priorities are now. And I know that doing a good job at work and earning, you know, a nice amount of money so I can have all the experiences I want to have is important. But there are also all these other elements of wealth and happiness that I also make sure get equal amounts of attention, as opposed to just focusing on two main things. And it's like the whole, like I saw a really interesting diagram the other day, is like what people think success is, which is like job title and money, versus what success actually is. And it is, you know, relationships, health, you know, mental well-being, emotional well-being, spiritual well-being. So I think that I'm definitely in that other graph now. And again, this is just wisdom. I think this just comes with, you know, you might be sat there right now in your 20s and you're just like, you know what, screw everything else. I just want to work. I want to earn good money. And good for you. You know, by all means, go for it, right? I was like that in my 20s. But please don't lose yourself along the way. And I think it's really, really important to keep in touch with your friends, do things at weekends, get out in nature, prioritize your well-being. Like otherwise you do end up sort of hitting a certain age and hopefully you don't get to where I got to, which was where I got, you know, quite badly anxious because obviously I was just all about work, nothing about play. And I didn't, and my balance was totally off. And then that led to sort of like, very, very close to burnout, if not burnout. So yeah, prioritize your work, absolutely, but make sure you prioritize your happiness as well as your work. That's been a very big life lesson for me as well. And the one sort of question that I do ask myself every day, which really helps me as well, is that how do I want to feel today? And of course, I always have my intention for the day. I always think, what's the outcome I want? But also, how do I want to feel? All right, I want to feel excited, enthusiastic. I want to feel proud. I want to feel joyful. I want to feel grateful. Like, so I'm very big now on making sure that I'm not just managing my time, I'm managing my energy. I'm not just thinking about the outcomes I want. I'm thinking, how do I want to feel today? Because what I've also come to realize is that when I'm in a good state, when I'm feeling in a really good emotional state, I am happier at work, which makes me more productive at work. And I think that we don't probably talk about this enough, the link between happiness and productivity. So it's something that I'm paying a lot more attention to the older I get, making sure that I am prioritizing my emotional well-being, my EQ, as well as everything else. Because I know for me, if I'm in a lousy state, or if I'm not feeling energized, or if I'm not feeling good, I just don't put the same amount of love and care into my work. I don't show up with my team as the best version of me. So I think it's really important, if you want to live an outstanding life and you want to accelerate in your career and you want all the good things, to really make sure that you are managing your state day to day. So that's been a really key piece of wisdom that I've definitely been reflecting on recently, is like the times when work's been going really well and business been going really well is when I'm in a really good headspace, when I'm feeling emotionally energized, when I'm recharging and resetting at the end of each day, when I'm coming into a brand new week feeling refreshed and recharged from a weekend because I spent some time with friends, or I've got out in nature, or I've gone away for a couple of nights. So yeah, these are all things that, again, I wish I knew in my 20s, because I used to work all weekend and thinking I was getting really ahead, and I get to Monday having not had a break and wondered why I was exhausted by Monday lunchtime. So anyway, all good piece of wisdom. When I reflect back, I wish I knew, but again, hopefully you won't make the same mistakes that I did. And the final, I guess, piece of wisdom that I wish I knew, that I would impart to my younger self, or anyone that's listening right now that's in your 20s, or maybe you're sort of feeling a little bit stuck, lost, not sure what's next for you, is really work on your self-awareness. And I've done a lot of podcasts now, spoken to a lot of amazing people, and this self-awareness piece keeps on coming up, because I honestly think that when you know who you are, when you know your values, when you know what's important to you, when you know what kind of life you want to live, you also begin to make the right decisions. You make better choices. You don't drift away from the things in life that are important to you. So working on my self-awareness, really tuning into, who am I? Who do I want to be? Like, what does an amazing life look like to me? What do I really want? Like, what am I chasing? Like, you know, because I don't want to be the type of person in life that looks around and goes, oh, I've really done a great job here. Look at, you know, all these things I've accumulated, and oh, this is fantastic. But inside, I am miserable. And how many podcasts and how many things do we listen to with like multimillionaires and billionaires that are miserable? Because I just don't think people take the time to really understand what is truly important to them. And I don't want to be constantly striving and never arriving. So self-awareness and building that up for me, and really defining, what does success mean to me? What would a great life look like to me? And understanding that then enables me to just live a great life and not compare myself to other people. Because I think what I've done in the past, before I really knew what I wanted and what was important to me, was that it's easy to compare, isn't it? It's easy to go onto Instagram and look at what everyone else has got, but what are they having to sacrifice to get there? You know, what are they willing to do that perhaps you're not willing to do? And I know that I've got some really good boundaries in place now. And I also think that sometimes people, you know, people just want bigger, they want more, and that is okay. I am so supportive of people that want to go and grow multi-million, billion-dollar businesses. But to be quite honest with you, I've got no interest in that. I know for me that I want to grow a fantastic business. I want a business that does well, of course. I want a business that obviously makes profit, because otherwise it's not a business. And, you know, I want to really live a great life, and I want to be able to support my family, and I want to be able to treat them and give back. And yeah, all the things that we're doing with Sister Club is really important to me. So I know that there needs to be a certain amount of income coming in for the business to be, to get it to where I want to be. But I certainly don't want to be the next, you know, Jeff Bezos or the next Elon Musk or the next anything like that. I haven't, that's just not who I am. It's not, I don't have that same, I guess, I don't know what they, well, they're just in a whole different level altogether, but I just know who I am, is what I'm saying. I know what's important to me. I know what kind of life that I want to live. And because I have got those really key values and understand who I am, I don't compare. And I just, and then what enables me to do is just celebrate everybody else, find inspiration from that, but then sort of continue on with my own journey. So I think the more clear you can get, the more you build self-awareness, the more happier you become, because you start making choices that you know are in alignment to who you are and authentic to you. So how do you build a self-awareness? Well, a few things that I do very, very often is, as I've mentioned quite a few times on this podcast now, is I journal pretty much every single day. I take 20 minutes just to sit at the end of each day with myself, with my thoughts, and think about the day just gone, what I'm proud of, what I feel like I could have done better today, reflecting on the day, obviously just making any notes about what happened, things that maybe I want to get done tomorrow. So just really sitting and just being aware of my thoughts has helped me build up that self-awareness. Meditation, I've spoken about this a lot on the podcast, just sitting with myself in silence, long walks, like all of these things. But I think we build up self-awareness when we sit with ourselves. We're not going to build up self-awareness when we're sort of constantly being surrounded by people all the time. I think solitude is really, really important when we're building up this skill. So I would encourage everyone to spend as much time as you possibly can in your week. And I appreciate some people have got more time than others, but when you can spend time on your own, and if that means waking up a bit earlier, like my husband, he gets up at 4 o'clock every day because he wants to spend an hour by himself and just sort of cracking into work, or sitting with his thoughts in his journal, or meditating by himself. Like that's when he spends the first hour of his day just by himself. And I spend probably the last hour of my day, or before sort of I really switch off and read my book, by myself. And just by doing this, it really helps build up my self-awareness. I check in, make sure that I'm still on the right path, make sure that all the decisions I'm making are in alignment with my goals and who I want to be as a person. But it's a really, really powerful exercise. So self-awareness, building that up, is absolutely key, because then you're not going to be pulled from pillar to post. You're just going to be, you're going to know who you are, you're going to make the right decisions for you, and you're just going to be just sort of cruising through life knowing that this is what I want to do. This is where I'm going. This is why I'm going there, and have a really good time along the way. So that is today's episode. I hope that you got a little nugget of wisdom from there, but reach out to me. What is one piece of advice that you wish you knew in your 20s? Or if you're in your 20s now, what's something that, you know, you're struggling with right now, you want me to speak about? Or, you know, what's something that you've learned in your career already that you want to share? But I absolutely love it when you reach out to me. So I hang out most on LinkedIn, but I'm also on Instagram, Georgie Hubbard. Come and give me a comment, a like, send me a DM. I'm always checking my DMs, making sure that I get back to every single person that reaches out on the podcast. And if you want to do me one amazing favor, if you could rate or leave a review of the podcast, or if you're on YouTube, subscribe. It all helps to grow the podcast. It all helps to make sure that this podcast goes out to as many people as possible. But as always, thank you so much for listening. Have a great rest of week, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant, and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.